Hi everybody, my name is Mr. Barlow and welcome to episode 19 of the VCE Biology Podcast. This episode covers part of Unit 2, Area of Study 2, and I'll be talking about the way that a community of organisms and their environment together form an ecosystem. So, biology, as we already know, is the study of living things. But living things actually never live alone. They don't live in isolation. Living things always interact with the biotic and abiotic components of their environment. In other words, they interact both with other organisms and with the physical surroundings around them. Now, if I had a group of organisms from one species, that would be called a population. But I could also have populations of different species living together in an ecological grouping. So all those different populations living together would be called a community. So that's, you know, when a bunch of different species live together and interact with each other. So in fact, the richness of a community depends heavily on the type of habitat that the community lives in. So for example, if I had a tropical rainforest, I'd be far more likely to find a wide variety of species there than maybe if I went to a desert or, you know, another type of ecosystem. So I've used the word ecosystem there, but what is an ecosystem? Well, an ecosystem is basically a system formed by organisms interacting with one another and with their physical environment. So when you think about that, you know, a bunch of organisms interacting with each other and with their physical environment, you could think, well, the whole Earth is an ecosystem. And that global ecosystem is actually, we basically call it the biosphere. So, you know, bio means living, sphere is, well, sphere around things. So, yeah, whole of Earth is, you know, a biosphere. But you can actually break down the biosphere into many smaller ecosystems. For example, something like a pond or, you know, a forest. And that's normally what a scientist would study, you know, some of those smaller ecosystems. Now, also importantly, when you talk about an ecosystem has to be self-sustaining. So for example, if you've got a little fish tank at home and you're constantly putting food into it and you're cleaning all the, you know, muck out of it, that's not really considered an ecosystem because it's not self-sustaining. Whereas an enormous pond or an enormous lake, which doesn't require human input or human output for that matter, can be considered to be its own self-sustaining ecosystem. Now, if I was to study an organism and I looked at all the places that it could be found, that would in fact be that organism's geographic distribution. For example, a bird might have a geographic distribution of only eastern Australia. So geographic distribution is actually different to habitat. Now, habitat is in fact the type of place that an organism lives. For an example, an organism's habitat might be a swamp or a forest or grassland or something like that. And they're also actually microhabitats. And microhabitats are kind of like habitats within habitats. For example, the hollow of a tree might be a microhabitat in a forest. So if an organism's lucky enough though, an organism may find its niche in an ecosystem. So a niche is basically the role that an organism plays in the environment where it's likely to survive indefinitely. So it's, you know, like the position that an organism fills in a species. So, you know, in a forest you might have this little mammal that forages around in the undergrowth for, you know, little bits of food or worms or something. And that mammal, its niche might be, you know, the foraging mammal in that ecosystem. But there also might be, you know, a predatory bird or, you know, a decomposer like the worm. So different organisms have different niches where they can kind of survive really well. So when ecologists are studying ecosystems, they look at things like geographic distribution of organisms and the different habitats and some ecological niches. But also when ecologists are studying ecosystems, they need to give them a name, basically so that they've got a shorthand way of describing it. So sometimes ecologists give ecosystems their names based on the abiotic part of the environment. So for example, they might give an ecosystem the name marine ecosystem, or rock pool, or freshwater river or lake. They sometimes also give an ecosystem a name based on the dominant organism of the community. For example, there might be an oyster community, or a salt bush ecosystem, or a coral reef. Sometimes they'll give an ecosystem a name based on the structure of the plant community there. So for example, you might have an open forest, or you know, grassland, or tall shrubland, or something like that. And finally, when ecologists classify ecosystems on a worldwide scale, they use the term biome. And biome is kind of like a broad category of an ecosystem based on the climate there. So some examples of a biome might be a rainforest, or a desert, or maybe even a tundra. Now, to learn more about an ecosystem, obviously you have to study one. It can actually be really, really hard to study an entire ecosystem because sometimes they're quite big. So instead of studying the entire system, what ecologists do is that they focus on a sample area, or a quadrat. So a quadrat is basically a square or rectangular or circular patch which you study. And then you can study a whole bunch of quadrats around an ecosystem, and then you basically extrapolate the data from those quadrats to the entire area of the ecosystem, and that gives you kind of a bigger picture. And sometimes another way of studying ecosystems is basically to place quadrats along regular intervals along a line. And if you do that, that's called a transect. And performing a transect study is often good when the ecosystem changes quite a bit along the line. So for example, you might want to place a transect along the marine foreshore to see how the environment changes as you get further away from the water. So water ecosystem through the plants will become quite different. And that's why using a transect can be good at times to study an ecosystem. And that brings episode 19 of the VCE Biology Podcast to a close. I'm Mr. Barlow, and thanks for listening.